Now, this one is obviously about war. Edwin Starr.
War?
What is it good for? Anthrax experts believe that today, the most likely organism to be used in a bioterrorism attack would be Bacillus anthracis, the bacteria that causes anthrax. It's widely found in nature, is easily produced in the lab, and it survives for a long time in the environment. Also, it's versatile and can be released in powders, sprays, water, or food. One of the things that comes to my mind as we talk about this is water shortage. Yes, water shortages all around the world, including in America the Beautiful. Water shortages. Can you imagine water being in even shorter supply, lower supply, less supply than it is now? Let's say looking 10 years from now, and maybe we still haven't had enough of our politicians making a firm decision, a commitment to do what we can to deal adequately with climate change and to deal adequately with, along with that, water pollution. And so we have less and less water that is truly fit for consumption. And that which is fit for consumption gets contaminated with anthrax. Not all of it, but some of it. Here's the thing. Anthrax has been used before. In 2001, I told you, remember I was telling you about during the Bush days, the George W. Bush days. In 2001, anthrax spores were sent through the United States Postal System, and in all, 22 people contracted anthrax, five of whom who died, and reportedly the guilty party was never caught. How about smallpox? Another potential agent of bioterrorism. Unlike anthrax, it can spread from person to person. Smallpox is no longer a disease of concern in the natural world because concerted vaccination efforts basically, essentially stamped it out. And the last naturally spread case, according to some, actually occurred in 1977. So we're talking about a while ago. However, if someone were to gain access to the smallpox virus, and know this, it is still kept in two laboratories, one in the U.S. of A., the other in Russia. It could be an effective weapon, spreading quickly and easily between people. We've mentioned the Tartars' use of the plague, Yersinia pestis, hundreds of years ago. But some people believe that it could be used in the modern world. Why pestis is passed to humans through the bite of a flea that has fed on infected rodents. So remember, we have these bombs that basically were filled with fleas that had been infected with the plague. And so we're talking the bite of a flea that's fed on infected rodents. Remember how that bubonic plague spread in Europe? Man, that bubonic plague devastated the world. Once a human is infected with this Y. pestis, the resulting disease can either develop into bubonic plague, which is difficult to transmit among humans and fairly easy to treat with antibiotics, or if the infection spreads to the lungs, it becomes pneumonic plague. Rather than bubonic, it becomes pneumonic plague, which develops rapidly and does not respond well to antibiotics. There was a paper written on that plague and its potential for use in biological terrorism. Given the presence and the availability of plague around the world, the capacity for mass production and aerosol dissemination, the high fatality rate of pneumonic plague, and the potential for rapid secondary spread, the potential use of plague as a biological weapon is of great concern. How about cholera? As a potentially severe and sometimes deadly gastrointestinal disease, cholera has the potential to be used in bioterrorism. It doesn't spread easily from person to person, so in order for it to be effective, it would need to be liberally added to a major water source. And we've been hearing bits and pieces about cholera every now and then. Tularemia, an infection caused by the Francisella tularensis bacterium, is something that's considered as a potential bioweapon. It causes fever, ulcerations, swelling of the lymph glands, and sometimes pneumonia. The bacterium can cause infection by entering through breaks in the skin or by being breathed into the lungs. It's particularly infectious, and only a very small number of organisms need to enter the body in order to set off a serious bout of tularemia. And when we're talking about a very small number of organisms, and remember, the organisms themselves can be very, very, very small in size. And you're talking about as few as 10 of these small organisms being needed to enter the body in order to cause problems. Studied by the Japanese during World War II and stockpiled by the U.S. in the 1960s, this is something that is very hardy, is capable of withstanding low temperatures and water, hay, decaying carcasses, and moist soil for many weeks. According to the Johns Hopkins Center for Public Health Preparedness, aerosol dissemination of F. tularensis in a populated area would be expected to result in the abrupt onset of large numbers of cases of acute, nonspecific febrile illness beginning 3 to 5 days later, with pleuropneumonitis developing in a significant proportion of cases. Without antibiotic treatment, the clinical course could progress to respiratory failure, shock, and death. Those pathogens are an abbreviated selection. Others considered to have potential as biological weapons include brucellosis, Q fever, monkeypox. We've heard of smallpox and chickenpox. How about monkeypox? Arboviral encephalitides, viral hemorrhagic fevers, staphylococcal enterotoxin B. Although biological weapons are as old as the hills, if not older, modern technology is what helps to bring new worries. Some experts are concerned about recent advances in gene editing technology. Here's the question. Could gene editing become the bioterrorist tool of choice? When used for good, the latest tools can work wonders. However, there's always the potential for misuse. You all have heard me talk about, a gene editing technology. They call it CRISPR. All capital letters, C-R-I-S-P-R. That's something that I mentioned about a year and a half ago. It's a gene editing technology that has set off alarm bells in the defense community. The technology actually allows researchers to edit genomes, thereby easily modifying DNA sequences in order to alter gene function. In the right hands, this tool has the potential to correct some genetic defects and to treat disease. But in the wrong hands, it has the potential for tremendous evil. CRISPR technology is becoming cheaper to run, and as a result, it's more accessible to individuals who are bent on terrorism. A report titled Worldwide Threat Assessment of the U.S. Intelligence Community, written by James Clapper, who was the Director of National Intelligence, writes that about gene editing and features it in a list of weapons of mass destruction and proliferation, and says that basically, given the broad distribution, the low cost, and the accelerated pace of development of this dual-use technology, it's deliberate or unintentional misuse might lead to far-reaching economic and national security implications. Advances in genome editing in 2015 had compelled groups of high-profile U.S. and European biologists to question unregulated editing of the human germline. Where do you think that we will go with this? And when I say we, I'm not talking about the decision makers now so much as I am we the people who hire and or vote for the leaders who make the decisions about what to do with these things. Do you think that we will say, hey, look, we hate regulation. We hate regulation. So do not regulate the editing of the human germline. Don't regulate that. Let those companies do what they want to do. Human germline, the cells that are relevant for reproduction, these might create some inheritable genetic changes. With future generations of CRISPR-like technology and an advanced knowledge of genetics, there will be no theoretical end to the misery that could be caused. There's potential to create drug-resistant strains of disease, for instance, or pesticide-protected bugs capable of wiping out a country's stable crop, thereby causing widespread famine. For now, other methods of bioterrorism are much easier and closer to hand, so it's likely to be a little concern for the foreseeable future. What about you? Are you concerned, ladies and gentlemen? Bioterrorism. Biological warfare. Any need to be concerned?